Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
I heard Dave Harrigan talking to you, and he's 100% right. KOC is not disrespecting the segment, disrespecting the show. Matthew Collar, mainly a fixture Fridays, 205, Mr. Purple Insider. Kevin O'Connell, the temerity, the gall to switch.
Unmitigated gall.
Unmitigated gall to switch his press conference. Is he afraid of us talking after his press conference? Is that? I want that to be the opening question. Kevin, good to see you. Thanks for taking my question. As you know, I joined Chad Hartman on Fridays. Were you afraid of our commentary, and that's why you moved the press conference back to 205 so I would be on at 105? I think that's a fair opening question.
Well, I will say it's not the most ridiculous thing that I've been asked to go after the head coach about over the last couple of weeks. Is it an Eastern time thing? Eastern time is terrible. They should ban it. It's awful.
Yeah. Which is the ideal time zone?
I like Central, but I think Mountain might be the absolute best. Like if a World Series game, let's even say a 9-inning game in Mountain time, well, I mean, if it's a normal 2.5-hour game, you're done by what, like 10 o'clock at night? I think that's perfect.
Wrong. A Pacific time is the ideal one. I mean, sports come on 10 a.m. Boom. There's football right there. Ball game. 5 o'clock. It's right there in front of you. I love the. I want those games on earlier. Oh, Dave Harrigan, you know, a man who probably likes. What do you like time in Paris? Is that Mr. European over
Paris
there?
Paris time. No, Central is where it's at. The ball games start typically 7 o'clock. That's just about perfect, especially for folks that have kids. At 5 o'clock, you're never going to make the ball game. Never going to happen.
I'm more talking about for me to watch it on TV.
I don't care about you. I'm talking about me.
Okay. I got it. Okay. So let's get to, we got to get to injuries, and that's part of what we're missing. Follow Mr. Collar on Twitter, at Matthew Collar. Indications, let's get to, we know JJ's starting. Let's get to the two tackles and the stud linebacker. Are you expecting those three individuals to play Sunday in Detroit, or is it too speculative at this point?
Well, yeah, that is the unfortunate part about not having the press conference first, because then we get the announcement. I would say that there's a pretty good chance that we see the two tackles. The Darrisaw injury continues to be an enormous concern because, you know, just throughout the offseason when we were seeing him make significant progress in training camp, we really felt like, okay, that, you know, by the middle of the season, this guy's going to be back to 100% and rocking and rolling, and you've got one of the best tackles in the league, and you go from there. But these setbacks have been very worrisome. When you're talking about a guy deciding to play on a pitch count Thursday night, and the pitch count turns out to be 9 snaps, like, that's not what anybody expected. And then, okay, he practices in full earlier this week. All right, good to go. And then he doesn't practice yesterday, and it's not due to scheduled rest. That, to me, says whatever has gone on with the recovery has not worked for Christian Darrisaw, And he might be the second most important. I would say he is the second most important player on offense outside of Justin Jefferson, but he also might even be number one based on what they have as a backup. If Jefferson was out, at least you have Addison. There's no answer behind Darisaw, as there isn't for almost every single team in the NFL. So, you know, this going sideways has just sort of been emblematic of what the Vikings have had to deal with all season long with injuries. And then with Andrew Van Ginkel, he didn't sound really sold on the idea of playing, but he has been practicing fully, so maybe you get back some version of Van Ginkel. But that's the other thing. When we talk about what's gone wrong with this Vikings team and the coaches and the offseason and all that, if you're playing most of your games without Darisaw and Van Ginkel, two all-pro caliber type players, yep. it's really hard to win. And then if you're playing with a backup quarterback for more than half of the season, then it's really, really, really hard to win.
Jeff Okuda also not practicing today. Is that good news for the Vikings?
That's pretty mean to say because it's a concussion. So, you know, I wish the best for Jeff. But
I do too.
That was one where, look, I had no problem with them signing Jeff Okuda in the offseason. I thought, all right, well, I'll take a shot at former first rounders. I like that philosophically. And every so often you hit on a Sam Darnold and you're like, wow, good thing we did that. But they really left it all up to Jeff Okuda to be the third cornerback. And this year he has been targeted 12 times with 11 completions, and several of them have been absolutely enormous plays. So, yeah, that hasn't worked out at all. And I think that there was a little bit of hubris there of we're the team that can fix him. I also think they were really shocked that Mekhi Blackmon didn't play well and hasn't really played well for the Indianapolis Colts, even though they're a good team. So that cornerback position has also been one of the major reasons that this hasn't worked out, is because, you know, Isaiah Rodgers looked like a superstar for one game, but probably more of a rotational caliber player. And then, you know, Byron Murphy has not created the type of turnovers that he did last year. And it's one of those, when things go wrong, they really, really go wrong for the Vikings, and that's how it's been this year.
Let's do this. Let's take a break early, and I want to come back, talk Lions and also a little Halloween, because I also want to get in this note. A federal judge in the last few minutes has ruled that the president and the administration are required to use emergency funds to fund SNAP benefits. This has been a huge topic on this show, obviously, all week. Huge conversation piece throughout the country with the government shutdown, that for the first time ever during any government shutdown, the SNAP benefits and the numbers have obviously dramatically increased. But this is between 41 and 42 million people receive some benefits from SNAP. A judge in a ruling just announced, and I'm sure we're going to see an appeal from the administration, but a federal judge has ruled that this idea that the Trump administration continues to say we're not allowed to do it, the judge is saying, yes, you are, and is saying the Trump administration should use the emergency funds between $5 and $6 billion, by the way, and this will show you how many people are on SNAP benefits. Dave, that covers like the next 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, not a lot, but
wow,
let's do it.
Okay, yes, in this country, no government shutdown should prevent people from getting food, period. I know Carter was saying, don't say full stop anymore. I'm saying it right here. Full stop. Pass the Josh Hawley bill, big time righty, which says SNAP benefits will continue even during the government shutdown. Let's not use people getting food in their belly as a leverage point in a government shutdown. What a crazy concept that would be. Back to football, back to Caller when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
That hurts, okay? I have feelings. Matthew Collar, Mr. Purple Insider, is here. Let's talk about the opponent, the Detroit Lions. If Matthew Collar right now puts up the Power Purple Insider NFC rankings, not the NFC North, but the whole NFC, do you have the Lions as the best team in the conference right now?
I think so. I think it kind of is a tier of top four teams that it hasn't really been decided yet. It's Detroit, it's Philadelphia, it's the Rams, and it's the Packers. And I think that they're better than everybody else. Seattle is kind of on the outside of that, but also pretty close. But I think that those teams are a little more established. And, you know, there were a lot of reasonable questions about the Detroit Lions mm-hmm. this year. And, you know, losing Frank Ragnow, local product here of Minnesota, it was a huge deal for them and, you know, overhauling their coaching staff. But I think what is pretty obvious is that on the defensive side, their coaching staff got better. Aaron Glenn, got to respect him in the way that, you know, he helped that Detroit defense last year. But I think Kelvin Shepard has really modernized it this year. So they are going to have more looks that you didn't expect at the line of scrimmage, more unique pressures than Aaron Glenn's 2002 type of defense, which I thought got fairly predictable at times. So they've benefited there. And then John Morton, their new offensive coordinator, he's just continued to carry things over. And I think what we really see is that the offensive coordinator is Jared Goff. And yeah, that he built that offense with Ben Johnson over a couple of years. All the players who are there now, except for a couple offensive linemen, they were all in this offense. They know it inside and out. And all the play caller has to do is just set up Jared Goff to make plays. But, you know, it's been a little up and down at times, though, for Detroit in their offense. I mean, they are coming off a great win against Tampa Bay, but there were times where maybe they didn't run quite as effectively. There have been times where their explosive plays were down a little bit, but still, I mean, even with some ebbs and flows in the season, from top to bottom, they are super, super talented. And I think this is the best defense that the Detroit Lions have had, boy, I don't know. I mean, a really long time. Was Jerry Ball there the last time they were this good defensively? I mean, it is a really, really good unit.
Okay, if they have one signature player and they have more than that, It still is to most people Aiden Hutchinson. And as we all remember, he suffered a gruesome leg injury last year, and speed is so much a part of his game. There was some talk if they could advance all the way to the Super Bowl, could he make a miraculous comeback? That was probably pie in the sky. Didn't matter. They lose to ASU's own Jaden Daniels. Of course, he won the Heisman Trophy at LSU. That's superfluous. Come on, that doesn't count. He's ASU's Jaden Daniels. I see this week that Aiden Hutchinson signed a four-year, $180 million extension, which tells me the Lions organization, Matthew Caller from Purple Insider, thinks Aiden Hutchinson is still Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, and I believe he's number one in the entire NFL in pressures this year, so that seems bad for a team that is struggling with its tackle situation. Also, he lines up on both sides, so it's not like, oh, well, if Brian O'Neill's back and Darisaw's not at 100%, it'll be fine. They're going to put him wherever is the best for him to win. He's everything. He's got the entire total package. Like, when we talk about the great edge rushers of the last 20 years, he's right up there in terms of his talent, and it's really come to fruition in the last 2 years. He has got the speed, the explosiveness to be young and recover fast again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the explosiveness,
yeah.
But the strength, the technical elements, every detail. He's great against the run, great against the pass. In some ways, he reminds me of Danielle Hunter because he just has that freak athleticism, but also really seems to gain every single year in his technical ability. And so it's power, strength, it's everything. But the thing is that he's not the only guy on that D-line. If it was just him, then maybe you got a Trey Hendrickson situation where you're like, if we could slow him, we'll be fine. But DJ Reader's been great. Aleem McNeil is not a household name. He has killed the Vikings in the past at defensive tackle. They're getting him back from injury. And I also think they have the best group of linebackers probably in the NFL with Alex Anzalone, incredibly underrated player, Jack Campbell, Iowa guy. Derek Barnes plays a lot for them. This is a great front seven. If the Vikings can find time to throw the ball, there are some weaknesses in the secondary due to injuries. Kirby Joseph isn't playing, so everyone's knees might be fine this week. But other than that, it's just a really talented unit around Aiden Hutchinson.
And obviously this is JJ, and we've talked about JJ so much. We cannot leave this segment, though, without at least 5 minutes on Halloween. You did a tweet at me today with a clip I've probably watched in my life 50 times. I like it so much from Curb. It's just tremendous. As usual, Larry is correct. This is Halloween, and some kids show up, and they look like they're about 45. No, they look like they're high schoolers, and they're not really dressed up in any costumes either. And Larry's like, how old are you? Oh, we're 13. We're 12, you know. Who are you dressed up as? Oh, I'm dressed up as my sister. And Larry shuts him down. He's got standards. He shuts them down, does not give them any candy. It does not go well, the back and forth. And then they teepee the house. They teepee the house. Then Cheryl, just Larry, roll over, give him the candy. The part of the clip that if it goes further that I know you know is when they call the police, a police officer comes and shows up. He's also bald like Larry. And Larry starts saying this is a hate crime that was directed at him because he's bald. And he's looking at the bald police officer like, you should identify with this. We're in the bald brotherhood together. I mean, it's such a great clip. So with Matthew Caller and Sloan Martin tonight, when they approach the mansion, either one of you capable of saying to someone, you're too old. I'm not giving you candy.
No, because Larry learned his lesson, and I don't want that happening to me. I think especially if it's older kids and they're just showing up, this has happened before to me, and I just usually throw some candy in and just say, have a good night or whatever, because I don't want them doing something to the house. I don't want them doing something to the cars.
No principles, sounds like to me.
Yeah, kids and their mission. No, I don't have principles. I would say that Sloan is much more likely to do something like that.
Good.
Than me, because I just don't care as much. But I also, I may have told you this either on the air or off, there's way more similarities between Larry in that show and Sloan than anyone would ever think. And that line where she says, everybody doesn't know your rules, I have used in the house to her many, many times. So she would be the person. She would be the
great
person to do that.
Well, you know, I think very, very highly of your wife already. Now, even elevated. Is there a recent example that you could share? Yes, this is Sloan Martin, the tremendous broadcaster, great versatility, as versatile as any broadcaster in this town, demonstrated recently with Olympic covers, news coverage here, and now is the radio voice of the Lynx. So a recent time, maybe the last month or two, where you're like, wait a second, this is another rule that we have to go by at this house when really not many other people have to follow this rule.
Well, in public, there are many that are set for other people that you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that. That's very Larry. But for me, I'll give you one, which is how to load the dishwasher.
Mm.
So my thing is dishes in the dishwasher. Do not care about the organization, how it happens. I do not believe that the structure of how they're placed in the dishwasher actually impacts how they get washed. But there are rules that I have just learned about which angle the dishes have to go, which is it bottom or top where the bowls have to go. Plastic has to go here because the hot water is on the bottom. I never would have dreamed that there were that many different ways to load the dishwasher, but I did learn that.
Dave, it sounds to me, and I want your thoughts before we go back to Matthew. Matthew's not respecting the dishwasher, right? I mean, I think I'm Team Sloan in this one. I think you have to kind of respect where most dishes, glasses, and the silverware goes. You know, I know he's a busy man. He's not that busy that he can't organize the dishwasher a little bit better. What do you think?
It's sometimes a learning curve on certain dishwashers. Some do better with the bowls on the bottom or the top. You know, our dishwasher, bowls got to go on top. They don't get clean for whatever reason. Bowls on bottom doesn't work. Does my wife adhere to that rule? No.
Oh, really?
She's a bowl on the bottom gal, and you know what I have to do? Take them out, rewash them by hand. Will I say anything? Not in a million years.
You're afraid of her.
That's right.
Yeah. How often, Matthew Collar, are you just afraid of Sloan?
I have found mechanisms for dealing with that, which is usually kind of just trying to laugh it off a little bit. But, yeah, I'd say that there's a serious concern about breaking rules, making mistakes with rules, certain items not being recycled that could be recycled, you know, things like that. I live in fear,
yeah,
is what I'm saying.
That's fair. I think all of us in a relationship either we'll acknowledge we live in fear, or we're just denying reality. I think that is a fair assessment. We better finish a little bit, McCarthy. Okay. The game ends. They don't win. But J.J. McCarthy does these three things. And Matthew Collar says, again, he's only played in two of the 23 games he's supposed to have played. And you say, you know what? I saw enough in those areas where I'm thinking, okay, this is a part of the process, and progress took place.
Yeah, for me, that would be number one is the negative plays have to go away. He's been sacked more times this year than Bo Nix. Can you believe that?
Like,
he's played two games.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that is a shocking stat, but it's 9-8 in sacks. Sacks are number one, interceptions, fumbles, like it all happened against Atlanta. If he can clean those things up, then I think just sustaining drives. Like, I don't need to see 50-yard touchdowns right away, but sustaining drives to where this offense hasn't been on the field at all. I think they're 28th in plays per drive this year, which also explains the bad defense in some ways. But in the last two games, there were very few sustained drives that he was in, and you need to see that. Consistently getting the ball to Jefferson and Addison and Hockenson and moving it, even if those drives don't result in touchdowns. But if you can gain 30, 40 yards, if you can eat 5 minutes off the clock, that means you're doing something right at the quarterback position. And then I think the athleticism and confidence. I want to see, I mean, this is a guy who's had some very serious injuries that have kept him out a long time. You want to see him look like he's confident in his body and what it can do. He certainly looked that way week one, but, you know, is that going to be the case after this high ankle sprain? Because I do know, as much as a lot of the genius doctors who sit at home and, you know, try to say that they know what everybody's injury is, well, every high ankle sprain is different, and how it recovers is different. So that's something to keep an eye on, I think, as well.
Great stuff, as always, sir. Thank you so much, and look forward to our next conversation.
Sounds good. Happy Halloween.
Purple Insider must follow. That's the man, Matthew Collar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
The Open, tremendous. As always, Dave loves playing the music. Who can blame him? All right, in the last 20 minutes, Rochelle Olson, Star Tribune, cheers and jeers. A federal judge, Judge John J. McConnell, U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island, is ordering the Trump administration to continue paying for food stamps during the government shutdown, siding with local officials and nonprofits over SNAP and the 42 million people who rely on SNAP for food. This will shock you. The Justice Department has not indicated if it intends to appeal. It did not respond to a request for comment. The White House also did not respond to a request for a comment. So this all is kicking in tomorrow, November 1st. This is an enormous story. 42 million people, never in a government shutdown. Has this happened before? I am with, and I'm rarely with, Josh Hawley. But I'm with the Republican from Missouri who made news this week in the New York Times op-ed saying, let's bring Republicans and Democrats together and let's, solve the government shutdown. But even before the government shutdown gets done, let's separate SNAP and let's fund SNAP. Where do you think this thing is going now off this judge's ruling, Rochelle Olson?
Where's it going? You want me to predict the future?
Well, how about just how the administration might react?
Well, yeah. I mean, my initial reaction was that the administration would appeal it and somehow get out from under it. But as you point out, the first is tomorrow. But and it's also not the first judge. There's another case pending.
It just happened, by the way. A second judge has also ruled, like your timing's right on, that Trump must fund with the emergency fund, which is close to $6 billion, must use that to fund SNAP.
Right. And these are both judges, by the way, are Obama appointees. So I'm sure that will factor into play somehow for Trump anyway. But
yep.
It's sort of like when you take a moment and think about it, it's
embarrassing.
It's extraordinarily, what he's trying to do is extraordinarily punitive and painful. I mean, this is a president who has fought every day he's been in office to basically say, I can do whatever I want. And the limits on executive power are barely exist, but, oh, I can't do this, or I'm not going to do this.
Right.
He's very much choosing to make people who need food, who are, as one story I read, terrorized by the prospect of not being able to feed their families in, I don't know how quickly this kicks in, 24 hours, 48 hours, you know, but he's willing to deny them food as an attempt to try to apparently get the Democrats to do what he wants, even though, again, let's point out, the Republicans control both the Senate and the House and the presidency. And they're trying to blame the Democrats for this, which is also extraordinary. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. My thinking would be that he doesn't like to lose. He would try to appeal it. I would assume that some court, a higher court, could take it up on an expedited basis. I don't know. Would the Supreme Court be with him on this? Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know.
I can see an appeal. I can see him defying it. You nailed it. He's trying to lever the Democrats. What he's tone deaf about is, of the 41 to 42 million individuals, there are millions and millions and millions and millions in that group who voted for him, who support him, who love that he's the president of the United States. And yeah, I hear all the arguments. We should come up with a better system where we don't have 40 million receiving these benefits. I'm all for it. Yes. We have a percentage who abuse the system. So now what we're going to do is we're going to punish the others, young, old, disabled, military, others, and not give them money because people abuse the system. That is cruel.
Now, but when you talk about abusing the system, I'm going to reject that a little bit. I mean, there's been over our lifetimes, there's been a lot of demonization of people who need these services. But if you want to talk about abusing the system, a lot of these people work. Many of them,
millions of them do.
In jobs that don't pay them enough to feed their families. And so if you want to talk about companies, large corporations are being supported by this program. You know, this is subsidizing their wages, basically, that they are these low wages that they're giving people that they can't get afford health care and food. So if you talk about abusing the system, it's not it's not some person sitting at home eating bonbons because they don't want to work. You know, they'd rather get $140 a month or something. So He's clearly it's an interest. It tells you a lot about who he is, I guess, if you want to take it that way, that he would put the least of us in the crosshairs, those who need basic sustenance.
Let's get to cheers and jeers, and let's talk about United, Bill McGuire, and Allianz and the area around it. The field, the stadium, somebody's attended four games, I think. It's a 10. I mean, if you told me it's the best facility to see a sporting event in town, I'd say, fine, I agree. It's either that or Target Field. The area around it, not so good. Not so good, and a lot of people felt that way before. So he's talking about this big area. Paris comparisons, and I mean, you are pushing back on Paris. I mean, what's going on with this? I can't tell if this is a cheer and a jeer for the area.
I was having a little fun with it. I'm just pointing out that
ripping Paris.
I mean, have you been to Paris?
Yes, I have. Pretty nice.
Yeah, you know, but if you take a wrong turn, the next thing you know, you can be in a little trouble.
Well, that's every big city on the planet.
I know. That's kind of what I'm saying. It can be a big challenge.
You sound like some Lakeville suburban family won't come down here at 3 o'clock because they're afraid to go to Minneapolis.
Well, I'm not saying I sound like that. I think Paris is an absolute global jewel. It's wonderful. I love big, gritty cities. I live in the city, but that, come on, that intersection's been challenging as long as I've been alive.
I agree.
So, and I'm not sure, sorry, but when the Spruce Tree Center went up, everybody was joking about how it looked like a bathroom. I'm not sure it's the greatest building, but Hey, McGuire has a vision. I was just having a little fun with it, but I'm all for turning it into Paris.
I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I'm when I say it's not going to happen, my bar isn't the Eiffel Tower, but just an area around it with a lot more businesses and restaurants. I think it'd be great. I would love to see the Midway area jump up. I'm with you. It's been that way my entire life also. I am highly doubtful that's going to happen.
But you know what is cool, and I'm not joking. Now I'm like, I could have included this in the cheer. That cool loon statue that they have on the corner.
I did that. Yeah, I don't talk about
it
a lot.
I love that. That's like Barcelona.
You're welcome.
It's so cool.
I'd like a thank you. You know, I did that. Dave knows. Dave's the only person who knows that I was
5-year project for you.
5 years. Yeah, all on my own.
Not, what is going on there? I don't believe that.
Lack of credit from you? That's what's going on.
I'll give you some credit.
Prove me wrong.
I didn't know you were so artsy, and it's kind of a cool statue.
It is nice.
It deserves a nicer area around it a little bit. You know.
Yeah, maybe the Louvre Part Two with a little better security.
But that makes my point. Paris is can be a dangerous city if they can break into the Louvre.
Dave, here's your tweet. Rochelle Olson says, "Stay in your home. All cities are dangerous." Is that what you're hearing, Dave? That's kind of what I'm hearing.
That's about it.
That's it.
It's a shame.
All right, let's get to more cheers and jeers, and we got to talk the governor's race. Are we done? I mean, is this it? Because the two of us talk about this like once a month, and is anything else going on, or do we have the main contestants, including, we can mention the Senate seat, too? Is it just Tom Wyler, Royce White against Flanagan and Craig? More with Rochelle, next. Dave Harrigan, I apologize. I mean this in all sincerity. It's 1:51, and I'm asking you about the bumper music theme.
Apologize goes to bumper theme, not me.
Okay. Will you pass along my apology?
I sure can.
Okay. Rochelle would like to hear also, what is today's bumper music theme?
Well, we have Halloween music today, since it is Halloween, but not the standard garbage Halloween music. We have songs tied
Beethoven.
In some way to Halloween. For instance, Olivia Rodrigo here singing Vampire.
She's really talented, by the way.
I was going to say, we can never get enough of her.
She's great. She's going to be a star for a long, long time. Okay. We have an election next Tuesday. Do you want to give us a hot take prediction on who's going to be the winner in the mayor's race?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, let's go. What's your hot take?
I can't do that. I don't know. I mean, I guess, no, I don't even want to do that. I mean, that's really hard. I mean, I don't know. I will say I had coffee this week with Representative Kali Herr in St. Paul as a St. Paul resident myself.
Yeah.
Now we don't do endorsements, but I was highly impressed.
Could she pull off the upset?
Well, that I mean, she's very bright, very energetic, talented legislator, experienced. I don't know. You know, part of me thinks possibly And then part of me thinks, oh, maybe not. I mean, it's so hard to predict in these mayoral races, especially with ranked choice voting, especially in Minneapolis right now with so many on the ballot. But, and of course, as a reporter, as a news person, in some way, you're always kind of secretly hoping for the upset because it's a fun story.
You know who I blame? I blame your paper. Why don't we have better polling on it? Dave, are you with me? Is it time to blame the Star Tribune, the by far, not even close, top news source? We don't have polls in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We don't have it. Now,
you know what, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even blame, like, changes or cutbacks on that, because I covered Minneapolis City Hall at the turn of the century in 2000. It started in 2000, and it is hard. It's hard to poll. For whatever reason, it's hard to poll. It's easier to poll statewide than it is to just poll a city. So I don't know if that has to do with like how you get a hold of respondents, but it's never been something we've been able to do well. So,
okay, let's get to this then. A year and a few days, we will have an open Senate seat, and we will have a governor running for an unprecedented third term. Let's start with the Senate side, and let's start with the Republicans. Is this it? Are they going to add another name, or is it Tom Wheeler, Royce White, and that's about it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think there's some hope in certain quarters that former Governor Pawlenty will reconsider and get in the race.
Nope.
No, you definitely don't think so?
Nope, I don't. I really, really don't.
I'm just saying there's still some who are holding out hope for that prospect. But I haven't heard as much buzz around that one as I have about the governor's race. And then there's also the question of, well, if more people get in the governor's race, will somebody jump out and get in the Senate race? But I don't know.
Okay. Let's go to the governor's race. So the biggest name out there is someone the two of us have talked about for months, who I think becomes the favorite for the Republican race, is Damoth. If she's going to do something, when was she on with this, Dave? 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago?
Something like that.
And I asked her, what do you think, four times? I just pushed and pushed. Where I think the last one, Rochelle, she goes, oh, my God. You know, and I kept saying, well, when do you have to announce? She's got to make a decision fairly soon, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you'd think that would be advantageous. But, I mean, and I think you've all along said you believed that she was going to get in the race sooner rather than later. And
I do.
You know, it pains me to say this, but I think,
go ahead, say it.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Chad's right.
And I mean, that it's going to be interesting though, because she has never run statewide before. And she's the Speaker of the House, and we have a legislative session starting in February. So if she gets into the race sooner rather than later, she's going to be balancing two very demanding.
Right.
I mean, running, being the Speaker of the House, being the leader of the Republican caucus in the House, requires, and sometimes, sublimating your own desires for that of the caucus, which is not a monolith.
So does
a lot of different people in there.
So does if you're governor of the state. That's a pretty important job.
Right. And then we have the prospect of somebody who's the Speaker of the House running for governor, and then you got the governor running for governor. And
a text from Blois Olson, who's very plugged in, and you know I've said for a while, I've always felt she's getting the race. Blois is saying next 2 weeks she's getting in.
I guess if you and Blois are on the same side, what can I say to that?
I would say it's a done deal, right? I would prefer.
And then we.
I would prefer if she broke the news on the show, but probably not going to happen.
Right. Well, and then we also have lawyer Chris Maddow, who may not be as well known, although I don't know how many people actually know who the Speaker of the House is either. Yep. But I would suggest he's probably going to get in pretty soon too.
Yeah, and he made it clear on this show that he doesn't want to be the senator. He wants to be governor. He's a very good communicator.
He is a very good communicator, never run for political office. And as we know how these things go as well, it's like you're kind of the perfect candidate until you're an actual candidate and then things get real. And
similar to dating me. I mean, conceptually, it sounds really good. Then you start dating me and it's just it's kind of disappoints. You have 25 seconds. Top two candies you're handing out tonight are?
Chad, we've already covered this. I'm not handing out any candy. I don't get any trick-or-treaters. But I would hand out Snickers.
Yeah.
Because you can't go wrong.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Rochelle, you don't like peanuts.
Put that on the headline too, Dave. Rochelle hates children. Not allowed at her house. See ya. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.